Fake goods and some Chinese companies accused of selling them are the target of recent moves by the United States to protect trade and intellectual property. But as AP's Chris Bodine reports, China's criticizing the move, saying Washington lacks objectivity in its approach to Chinese businesses.
Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman Gao Feng has fired back at the U.S. trade representative for listing Chinese online platforms and markets for selling fake goods and violating copyrights, one of which Taobao is absolutely massive, sort of the Chinese version of eBay.
He says the foreign ministry is trying to deflect accusations that China wants too much from companies in order to gain market access.
The U.S. and other foreign countries and corporations say that they're being pressured to hand over intellectual property and proprietary technology in order to make deals and gain market access in China. And so the foreign ministry said that that's simply not the case. And if there's anything like that going on, well, that's purely between the two companies involved.
And Bodine says China's not happy the U.S. called out some Chinese telecoms while forbidding the government from doing business with them.
The U.S. recently has been pushing back against efforts by Huawei and ZTE, two big Chinese telecoms companies, to enter the U.S. market. A bill is actually before Congress now that would forbid the U.S. government and its contractors from using equipment by these companies. China is also saying that that is very unfair and it's poisoning the environment for trade and investment in the U.S. by Chinese companies.
China says new regulations will harm U.S.-China cooperation in telecommunications and shake the confidence of Chinese enterprises in the U.S. Meanwhile, it also says companies like Alibaba and Taobao have been working hard to shed reputations alleging the sale of counterfeit products. For the AP, I'm Rob LaFrenz with Rivet.